This is the meditation on the soul's magical destiny. And before doing this meditation, it is important that you consider an idea or something you would like to bring into the outer world. Think about something you would like to create on behalf of making the world a better place. This will be used as a seed thought for this meditation. We now begin the meditation of the soul's magical destiny. While seating ourselves comfortably, and the eyes are closed, we hold a conviction that we are here to make a creative contribution to human betterment. And while the eyes are closed, we simply breathe with evenness to prepare the lower self for the creative process. And to rightly prepare the lower self for this endeavor, we realize that there is a magical triangle in the etheric body that must be galvanized. It is the heart, the throat, and the ajna center. So in your own way, touch or feel those three chakras. Imagine that they are enlivening and becoming more radiant and active in you now. And that their energy is circulating between those three points. Lines of light. Traveling from point to point, the magical triangle. And now begin to draw yourself inward and move as deep as you can. Find that deep and profound place where you feel aligned, where you feel connected to all things. And know that in that place you have a creative opportunity and responsibility to bring forth some important contribution to human betterment that the soul seeks to serve through creative expression. And with this understanding and conviction, introduce into your mind at this moment the seed thought, the creative idea that you have conceived of. And begin using your mind to think about that idea and consider the various facets of it. Give it texture. Give it detail in your mind. And now, once again, get very still. Know that those thought forms you just entertained in your mind are nearby, but be very still for a moment. And now re-engage your mind with those thought forms, those ideas. See them again clearly. But now we want to give more feeling to the thought form. See if you can deliberately add a kind of emotional conviction to the idea. Give it a sense of magneticness, a sense of attractiveness. Feel its attractiveness. And now holding both the thought and the feeling nature, hold it as a unit and be still again. And now re-engage your consciousness with the thought form that is now filled with feeling as well. And consider for a moment the bringing forth of this idea into physical expression. But as you do this, also become more attentive to your own physical body. You are trying to give birth to an idea, and you use your vehicles to do it. And as you consider this physical expression and have a sense of your own physical body at the same time, consider the timing of the delivery of this creative endeavor. Picture for a moment you bringing it forward. And think about etheric timing. Think about the ebb and flow of vitality. For those you seek to bring this gift of idea to, visualize that place of delivery and imagine that you have found and can sense the midway spot in their readiness, where the vitality is not too high, nor is it too low. It's at the midway spot. And then imagine the actual delivery itself. And begin to see that what you bring forward begins to germinate, to take hold within the field. It awakens ideas in others. It creates recognition by those you seek to touch. Imagine its successful birth into the world. And now move back to the quietness again and be very still. Hold a sense of certitude that you will be a successful creator in this way. And we will now close this meditation by softly chanting the Om one time, deep within.